Jesus talked about something called mustard seed faith. His disciples came to him and said, Lord, increase our faith. I mean, isn't that why we're here? Isn't that why we're here? We want the Lord to increase our faith. Not only do we want to be with a community of believers, but we want the Lord to increase our faith. Amen? We want God to come in and just make everything right and increase our faith. Resurrection faith, however, is lived in this tension between belief and unbelief. Even after Jesus was resurrected and the disciples had spent time with the resurrected Jesus. Listen, Matthew 28:17 says, when the disciples saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. When the disciples saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. They ate. First of all, let's go back. They saw this man beaten to within an inch of his life. They saw this man hung on the cross. Some of them even helped bring him down off the cross, helped wrap his dead body and put it in a tomb. They knew he was dead. Then, after Easter morning, that first Easter morning, some of them ate with him. This risen Jesus, this resurrected person. Some of them talked with him, and yet when they saw him, they worshiped him, and some doubted. Resurrection faith is lived in this tension between belief and unbelief. You see, a lot of you feel like you don't have much faith. A lot of you feel like you don't have much faith. Jesus said it doesn't take much faith. Jesus said if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Anyone here ever seen a mustard seed? Pretty tiny, aren't they? And Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Jesus' point is, don't worry about what you don't have. Don't worry about what you don't have. Act on what you do have. Don't worry about what you don't have. Act on what you do have. Let's say this together. And if it's not too challenging for you, let's change the you to I. All right? So don't worry about what I don't have. Act on what I have. Can we do that? Let's do that together. Don't worry about what I don't have. Act on what I do have. Let's say that again. You're awesome. Don't worry about what I don't have. Act on what I do have. I'm here to tell you this morning that faith is not naivete or believing in fairy tales. We realize our faith in those real life moments when we finally know that we can't depend on ourselves anymore. How many have been in that spot? Yeah. We realize our faith in those real life moments when we finally know that we can't depend on ourselves anymore. When we turn to God and we say, God, here I am. And it's at those moments when we realize that faith is not believing that God can. It's knowing that He will. Remember the song, People Need the Lord, that I told you about? Let me tell you what the next phrase in that verse is. The song goes like this. Every day they pass me by. I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. Do you hear me? People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. You see, Jesus is the open door. And because of Jesus and what God did through Jesus, my resurrection faith, along with the Apostle Paul, says this. No In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us.